AV2HXS mobile listening.
HSX, is that correct? WD4RBX.
Echo Bravo 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. Name is Dave. Good afternoon.
It's Rich, and I didn't get your call wrote down. Name is Rich, Romeo India Charlie Hotel, and I'm in Townville. And the call is Whiskey Delta 5. I lost my train of thought. I worked third shift last night, no sleep today. But anyway, oh, Dave, nice to meet you, Dave.
No problem. I'm just on the road here heading to Steve's house real quick for a moment. And just got about maybe 15 minutes to go, so I got a few minutes to chit-chat.
I was just kind of monitoring. Actually, my radio was scanning, and I heard you call. So, oh, I'm going to just go ahead and jump in here and say hi to Dave. Didn't know you were Dave at the time, but there we go. Yeah, I was playing around ham radio today, too. I bought a Maxcon 10 through 160 OCF antenna, and I had some coax that wasn't quite long enough, so I had pieced it together. And it's working pretty good, you know. No real big deal with tuning the antenna on all the HF bands, including 6 meters. So I went ahead out and installed the new coax today, one solid chunk all the way from the antenna to the ham shack, which is about 260 feet, I reckon, to the bottom of the antenna. And oh boy, what a big difference. Man, I love that antenna.
Yeah, I was, Steve had showed me his. It's an off-center fed. Well, you put it up as an inverted V, right?
Onto mine's like a flat top, like a dipole. It's probably, I've got actually three ropes holding it up. I've got one that holds up the center insulator. Oh, well, it's not an insulator, it's a balun. And then I've got the line isolator a foot below that. So to keep the antenna from sagging in the middle, I just put up another rope in another tree and pulled it up. So the whole thing is probably close to 40 foot off the ground. Man, I love this thing.
I'm thinking about getting one of those myself. I'm in the process of hopefully putting a tower up when the weather breaks a little bit. I got to do a little repair on it and get it to the house. I got a perfect spot for the house. And then I'm going to get a good either 6 meter, 2 meter, 440 vertical, or just a dual band 2 meter, 440 vertical at the top of the tower. I haven't really decided on which antenna. I was thinking about 6 meters, but I don't know. Thinking about that X2000 diamond antenna.
Hey, a question. Why do you want a 6 meter vertical antenna? Are there any 6 meter repeaters around here?
I think so. I was looking on, on my pad at the house, and it shows all the repeaters within like 50 miles.
I was thinking at one time there was, but I'm not sure now. I mean, I haven't really looked into it. I'm very capable of working 6 meters. I've got a 6 meter, 6 element beam up. I actually got a little inverted V up just to play around with, connected to my RCA 2950. Pretty much just listening to, monkeying around looking for beacons, but really don't need that anymore. Tuning into, 5313 or something like that for FT8. You don't need a beacon, listen for beacons anymore. If the band opens, you're going to know it. Listening to the digital frequency. But anyhow, 6 meters, I don't know if I'd go with a vertical unless you're looking at repeaters. I guess you got an all mode rig for six?
Yeah, I actually have a couple of radios at the house. Right now I'm on a 2730 in my vehicle. The diamond antenna, I've got an ICOM 706 Mach 2G, which is going to go on my vehicle, and I have an IC7000 I'm going to set up at the house. But I believe the diamond antenna has a counterpoise. One of the radios on the antenna is an actual 6 meter counterpoise. So I think that'll work either way.
As long as you get down to the sideband portion of the band, but with that antenna, it'll be all well and good.
Experience with 6 meters.
In a quarter
mainly I did a lot of VHF, UHF, and HF back in the trucking days, and I still got my screwdriver antenna for that.
I was going to put a radio in my truck. In fact, I've got a 10-meter radio shack. I got that RCA 5054 for 6 meters. And I had a QRP rig, but that was one of those Chinese things. I don't want to get into that. But anyway, I get a manual transmission, I guess, like you do in your big rig. And I thought to myself, unless I'm driving up the highway, I'm not going to talk on this thing. I'm going to spend too much time on the stick shift.
Well, I still got my old 706 Mach 2G. In fact, I just had it cleaned up by a feller up in Asheville a couple of weeks ago, and I still got the screwdriver antenna, which seems to still work. So I go with that, and I don't know, I'm thinking about it. I don't want to shortchange myself. Only at least I have the ability to get on 6 meters, even though I don't get on it. The antenna is priced okay. You know, I can afford the antenna. Right now, I just got a piece of junk dual-band antenna up at the house. It's a tram antenna. It was like almost given to me. It was just a really, really cheap knockoff.
Oh, roger that, Dave. WAD4RBX. Well, I've got a diamond dual bander I'm talking to you on right now. And it's probably, 20 foot off the ground. I'm using some Wireman RG Super 8. And it works really good. You know, 440 repeaters within a reasonable distance. So I could get into those. So that's good enough. As far as 6 meters goes, the rule of thumb there, Dave, is if the band is open, you work it with a wet noodle.
Gotcha. I don't know where. Which diamond antenna do you have?
Don't ask. I can't remember. I bought this thing probably a year ago and slapped it up out there in the yard. Actually, it stuck on a excuse me, an old 4x4 that held up a satellite dish. Probably about, I don't know, I'm looking out the window. It's probably about 4 foot out of the ground. And I got this antenna, 20 feet of pipe, and it's lashed to that 4x4.
Oh, okay. I don't feel so bad now. I got my antenna stuck in an umbrella stand with a 10-foot pole outside my window temporarily.
You got to do what you got to do, Dave, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. I don't feel so bad now.
For that antenna. I did a lot of remodeling on my. I live in a mobile home, and I replaced all the outside walls, all the windows, all the doors. So a lot of my antennas came down. In fact, my 10-meter, what do you call that thing, Antron 99, is out in the front yard. It's about 20 foot off the ground to the bottom of the antenna. Also, and it fed with 75 ohm cable. At one time, I had that antenna at 40 foot, and boy, that thing worked really good. Of course, it was fed with 50 ohm cable. 75 ohm cable doesn't make much of a difference with the SWR, but anyway, I want to get that antenna back up where it was, which is not a big deal. And the antenna we're just talking about, that dual bander for 2 meters 70 centimeters, I had to do some rearranging. A buddy of mine, W4LES, has got some stuff over at his place that I'm going to use to drive into the ground, make like a hinge pin. And right out the ham shack window, I plan to raise the antenna that's on that 4x4 up about 40 foot, which will be really easy to do.
Height is might. But, that tram antenna works pretty good. It's a dual bander. It's really, if you shake the antenna too much, the receive gets real noisy. So it's really not the best well-made antenna. But I plan on replacing it very, very soon, very soon.
Well, if you can, get you a diamond. Oh, man, I had a diamond antenna. This was many years ago. I lived where I'm at now for about 30 years. And I bought a diamond monobander. I can't remember the model number saved my life. In fact, I don't even think to even make it anymore. It's just still at it. But anyway, I had a pine tree in my front yard. We put that antenna up, and the top of the antenna was at 97 feet. and I fed that thing with CATV hardline, no joke, 75-ohm cable, and I could talk to Mobiles, or, yeah, Mobile Simplex in Greenville from here. We're talking 35-mile Simplex.
Stuff up in New York, that old 75-ohm. That was like, it was a full hard aluminum jacket, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, and it's got the black stuff on the outside. You know, they did away with just the plain aluminum because the squirrels were eating the aluminum, and then they put that black jacket over it, PVC. But, yeah, I mean, I had a, going back even further, I had a, what was that thing called? An isopole, 2 meter. It's nothing more than a 2 meter ground plane, what it amounts to. And a ground plane matches, it's like a dipole. It matches 70-foam cable pretty nice. And I had that thing at 75 feet, and I fed that with 750,000 CATV hardline, and I could talk all over. I mean, we're talking walkie-talkies in Greenville.
Holy cow. What part of the county do you live in?
I live in Anderson County, but if you throw a rock, I'll be in Oconee County.
Oh, okay. I'm in Greenville County. I'm in, let me say it right. Let me say it right. I'm in Greer.
It doesn't matter to me if you're happy with the way you pronounce the name of Greer or Greer or however you say. That's fine. I know where you're at.
Yeah, I'm on the west side of Wade Hampton off of 14 there. And my property is, I don't know the exact elevation, but I'm definitely not in a hole. So a 50-foot tower would do me just fine.
I'll tell you what. Back years ago when I moved down here, we did a lot of experimenting, and we found out that for me to do really good with UHF, VHF, my antennas have to be at a minimum of 75 feet. I am 728 feet above sea level. You could walk down to the end of my backyard and see Lake Hartwell.
Right then.
Take the next right.
My property, it's hard to explain. But my property kind of goes down towards the back. We got two streams down there, and the front of the property is where we're highest. So that's why I'm going to put a tower up behind the house and crank it up, and I should be over everything around me.
Well, I don't have good height. My buddy Larry W4LES lives 6 miles from here. He's at 1,900 feet above sea level. He's way higher than I am, and he's got a 100-foot tower. Rock and roll, right? Foot to Dave, my lifelong ambition had two when it comes to ham radio. I wanted a 100-foot tower, 3 years old. It ain't happened yet. It's not going to. And I wanted to do moon bounce. And I don't think that's going to happen either, because it takes a lot of money to do that. Well, that's not much anymore. But anyway, so what I decided to do instead was I went with satellite communication. The radio I'm talking to you on now is the ICOM 9700, and I've got a line on some satellite antennas up your way, actually in the same town. I'm heading up that way sooner or later to get them. I have to do a lot of work to get them up to snuff. But anyway, I already bought the Yaesu azimuth elevation rotor. Got that big chunk of change out of the way. I've got all the satellite software I need, tracking, radio rig control, and all that good stuff. But anyway, so I decided to go with, instead of moon mounts, I decided to go with satellites, Dave. Over.
Well, anyway, this is KB2HXS Mobile, just for identification purposes. Yeah, a buddy of mine did the satellite tracking some years ago. He had all the tracking software, and he had the antennas that would, put out the rotating signal and all that kind of stuff.
Man,
unbelievable amount of money he put out. Anyway, I'm getting close to my destination here. I don't know if you heard my GPS, but I'm going to bow out and get in here and do what I got to do.
That's cool. Yeah, I heard it. I really did. Real quick, my first experience with satellites was the Russian satellites. 2 meters up. 10 meters down. don't even exist anymore. Dave, it was real nice meeting you, 73s, and hope to catch you on down the logbook. W84RBX.
4RBX, KB2HXS. Well, good to meet you, Rich. I'm on here from time to time now. Getting a little bit more. I'm getting back into the hobby, as it were. So I'm back with it. You know, I'm just got to get the station set back up at the house a little bit and maybe get back on some low bands. All right, I'm pulling the driveway. We'll catch you later. 73. Have a good afternoon. Stay warm.